You're listening to Alan Jones on 873 2GB.
I spoke on Tuesday, it's 15 to 8, I spoke on Tuesday to Dr. Sarah Laurie. She told me, remember, about a scientific forum that was taking place in Canberra on wind farms and human health. She spoke about a range of health concerns related to wind turbines. In the wake of that interview, I was contacted by an outfit called the Clean Energy Council. They describe themselves as the peak body representing Australia's clean energy sector. And they're basically saying everything Dr. Laurie said is wrong. They argue, among other things, that there's still not a single peer-reviewed scientific study that links wind turbines with negative health effects. They say the argument that wind turbines make you sick depends on being able to demonstrate the turbines produce a noise you can't hear that has a negative impact on human beings. It's called infrasound. The Clean Energy Council says modern wind turbines don't produce enough infrasound to have an effect on human beings. They say the ocean produces more infrasound than an operating wind farm. And in terms of claims that people working on wind farms have become unwell, they say they're not aware of a single employee or anyone who's hosted a turbine becoming sick. Let's see what my next guest makes of those claims. Laura Israel is an American film editor and director. One of her most recent projects is called Windfall. It's a film about the impact of these monstrous wind turbines on a local community in America. It is, if you like, the wind power version of the outstanding documentary Gasland, which I've been telling you about in relation to coal seam gas. At the moment, the Sydney Film Festival is underway, and tomorrow Windfall will be screened as part of that. Laura Israel won't be in Sydney for that, but she's on the line from the United States. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on tackling the subject. Tell us how Windfall started. I understand you own a cabin in the woods in a place called Meredith in New York State. What sort of place is that?
Well, Meredith is a mixture. It's about 3 hours from New York City. So it's a mixture of farmers and then also people who have moved up there to get away from the city. And it used to be that people used to go up on the weekends and then spend most of the week in the city. But with the internet, people can stay up there a lot longer, and a lot of people are moving up there.
About 1,600 people.
It used to be dairy farms.
Yep.
But now they're like little organic farms, and people are starting to do other things up there.
So as I understand, am I right, about 1,600 people?
Your film shows us,
I understand, that it's a beautiful place.
It's a very beautiful place. I mean, my cabin, I chop wood to stay warm. I just look at stars and I read books during the day. I mean, that's what it's only a one room little cabin, but I really enjoy nature. And the way I got into this is I started reading little mentions in the newspaper about when we get wind turbines or when the wind turbines come. And I actually wanted one on my property. I thought, I'm almost off the grid as it is. So I started to research wind turbines, and that's when I started to find out, hey, this might not be exactly what I thought. And my excitement about it became then concern for my community and the future of my community.
So you initially thought the turbine sounded like a good idea, and then other people in the community felt the same way. They thought they were doing the right thing for the environment and for the planet. And I understand one of the townspeople tells you in the film the turbines have this aura of greenness about them. How long did it take for you to realize that there was another side to the story?
Well, I was kind of resistive, and I was pretty shocked. And the thing is, as a video editor, I was working on some green programming for television in New York City. And I started to talk to people and ask them, you know, there might be another side to the story. And they started shouting at me right away, do you want a coal plant? Do you want a nuclear plant? And saying,
That's what happens.
Questioning this at all.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, if people are telling me not to question it, that's when I'm going to start. Yeah, that's when I got really concerned.
Yeah, good on you. And you say, when we started filming, I realized it was a much bigger topic than I thought. Tell us about the form that Windfall takes. You're telling the story, I think, from the point of view of the town and the people in it.
Yes.
Why did you do it like that?
Well, I just thought, you know, so many horrible things happen these days. I mean, you see things on the news, you get very, very apathetic. But when you really look at real people and you find that these are people who are really trying to do the best thing for themselves and for their community, I feel that you can, it's like your neighbor or, you know, your friend. You start to understand that they're not, you know, crazy people. They're not conspiracy theorists. They're actually people who are very concerned about the environment around them. And I think that you have to start to see things a little bit from their eyes in order to understand the complexity of an issue like this.
There's a very powerful point. I'm speaking to Laura Israel, who's the director of this film. There's a very powerful point here, Laura, that I'd like you to amplify. You say that were about these companies that and the people at Meredith, they get these contracts, you say, and all of a sudden they're really scarce. Now, obviously, people in Meredith signed up for one of these contracts, and am I right in saying that some of the contracts, listen to this, not only sign people up for the turbines, but demand secrecy and silence from criticising them?
Oh, yes. Definitely. That from criticizing them and even from speaking to their neighbors about them. So what happened in Meredith is people were getting contracts and then not being able to speak to their neighbors about it. And it just created this air of secrecy and paranoia and divisiveness of one person against another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they couldn't even, good friends, people that were friends for 30, 40 years aren't speaking to each other even to this day. In Meredith.
Unbelievable. I've told my listeners what these turbines are like. Can you give us a description from your perspective in Meredith?
Well, the thing is that you really don't get a good idea of them until you spend a few days. Mm. And I think that's one of the issues, is that people will drive up to a turbine for a few minutes and say, oh, that's not so bad, and then they'll drive away. But to live with them, with the noise and with the shadow flicker. The shadow flicker is when the sun gets behind the turbine blades, and it makes a very mechanical, very deep shadow that's like a strobing shadow almost. And some people are driven crazy by this. But the sound really starts really happening at night, and that's when people are trying to sleep.
The Clean Energy Council here, Laura, says modern wind turbines don't produce enough infrasound to have any effect on human beings.
Well, I have to tell you, since I've put the website up and since I started showing the film, I hear from people all over the world.
I bet you do.
And who are having, and people who live among turbines.
But Laura,
people are leaving their homes.
Yeah.
They're abandoning their homes without getting any compensation.
Yep.
You don't do that unless you're having a real problem.
Absolutely. Laura, just physically, right? 400 feet tall is the equivalent of a 40-story building. And then on the top of the building. Yeah, and on the top of the building, it's got something spinning on it at upwards of 240 kilometres an hour.
Yes.
I mean, in the movie, I understand one of the townspeople says to you, try and think about that for a second. Well, let's just take 10 seconds. Laura won't speak, I won't speak. Just think, 400 feet tall, 40-storey building. This is near your house. And on the top of it, something spinning at upwards of 240 kilometres an hour. It's near your house. Think of it.
Okay. Now picture five of them near your house.
Yep. Yep.
Because they put them in a row. And I think that's one of the problems, too, is that one of the issues with siting is that they need to put them in a row. And I think that, you know, and attach them to each other.
And how close to the homes of Meredith?
Well, they wanted to put them, the first proposal was 1,000 feet from people's houses. And that's pretty close. And not just one. I mean,
that's down the road, Meredith.
A few.
That's just down the road, isn't it? I mean, one of the townspeople told you how there's no problem with turbines being on huge tracts of the California desert. They said, we don't have anything like that here. We have homes here.
Yes. Yes. And that's a big concern.
How loud, the people of Meredith say, how loud are these things?
Well, the thing is that The places where I've heard from, all over the place, it depends. The siting issues really depend on the place. So in different places, you get different sounds and different problems. A lot of times when they're on a row on a ridgetop and then people are in the valley, they get in sync. So I think that people talk about a really loud sound when they get in
sync. And the health impact?
The other thing is, pardon?
Health?
The health effects, also people have talked about other health effects, inner ear problems. I know they said a lot of people who children have a particular problem because their inner ear is still forming. You know, also kids with ADD tend to be, people who have migraines tend to be really affected.
What's the message of your film about wind turbines?
The message of my film is that is to be really aware of siting issues, and as one person in the film says, we go to Meredith and then we go to another place where they have a lot of wind turbines, and the guy and one of the gentlemen there, Gordon, says, do your homework, ask questions, and I think that that's mainly what I want people to do, is find out about this, get involved in your community, and I just want to make sure that people have all the information, not just all the information that wind energy is perfect, you know, which is what I thought going into this.
Good on you.
But I just want to be people to really be aware of the issues and be motivated to find out more information.
Good
I really
on you.
Do think communities should be involved and people should be involved in these decisions, not just companies that have a financial interest and people who have a financial interest in it.
Great to talk to you, Laura. Thank you for your time and your work.
Thank you.
Not at all. That's Laura Israel, the director of Windfall. And the film will be screened tomorrow as part of the Sydney Film Festival, Wind Turbine. She said, do your homework. The festival's website is SFF, Sydney Film Festival, sff.org.au.